No matter how long I've been in the industry or how many times I've conducted research, there's never going to be a time where I don't need to prepare.
Joy Amboy, thank you so much for being available for these exclusive questions in our new podcast called the 7-Minute Product Master Series. And what I do is I ask 7 big questions to brilliant product people like you. In the question number one, give me a brief description or definition of research.
So my definition of research means putting away personal assumptions and perceptions in order to have an open space to learn and discover from people what they need most and what prevents them from getting it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's really deep and straight to the point. The second question is, what's the biggest research mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
That's a good one. So going into a user interview unprepared, I've learned that no matter how long I've been in the industry or how many times I've conducted research, there's never going to be a time where I don't need to prepare, because I can't just get into an interview and just bring it. So it will be a colossal failure. So I'll end up just forgetting like the key talking points and generally not getting the information that I wanted at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. People always need to be prepared before they talk to users.
Yes.
Yes. So question number three. So what's the one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in quotes, air quotes, that you disagree with, and why?
This is a tough one. I don't know if I'll also get interesting comments on this. So, the idea that absolutely anyone can do research, I think for me, I totally disagree with that. Mm. Okay, let me not say totally, maybe kind of agree with that.
Yes.
because I believe that there's a reason why we have user researchers, because user researchers are dedicated, like they dedicate their careers to learning the ins and outs of doing proper research. So it's not just about talking to people or creating questionnaires. It's a whole discipline. We need to figure out the right questions to ask, which research methods to use to answer those questions best, when to do research and why we're doing research. So I believe we sort of cheapen the discipline when we think that absolutely anyone can do it. There are aspects that other people who are not researchers can get involved with, but it shouldn't completely negate the need to have a user researcher, because there's a reason why they're there. Yeah.
Wow. Yes. That's a very heavy one. Expect comments from that. But thank you for being honest about it. So question number five. So what's working best in your research process right now?
What's working best? I think my research planning has been pretty tight so far. Yeah, that's what I can say is working best.
Thank you. And so now, what question number, I'm guessing 6 or 5. Mm-hmm. I think I'm lost because of the point that you mentioned that not everyone can do research. But this next question. So what's the best research or business advice you've ever received and why?
Don't believe your hype. It just helps to stay like grounded and not be too comfortable in where I'm at. So just to keep learning and keep growing my craft. So yeah, don't believe your hype.
Nice. Thank you. Question number 6. What's the one thing every researcher should learn?
How to go with the flow. I think one of the things that I've realized is in this industry is that there's so many changing variables when it comes to user research, since we're always dealing with people, both users and stakeholders. So we can't afford to stay rigid. We always have to be willing to, you know, change the flow and just go with the flow.
Wow, yeah, definitely people should be going with the flow. Thank you for that. And then now to the last question. What's the one thing you have learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I learned that I tend to just want to be a perfectionist, and it makes me procrastinate sharing like documentation and findings with stakeholders because I want it to be presentation ready. But I've learned that sometimes it's actually just easier and better to share whatever imperfect work that's still in progress, knowing that there's room for iteration. It just saves time in case there's any changes that need to be made. It also helps in just communicating those insights without having to wait for a grand meeting or a grand event. Like, just sort of sharing as you go. It just helps get things moving. So, yep.
Wow. Thank you. That's interesting. Definitely. Yeah. I would say that's also a challenge for me as well. I've been trying to be a perfectionist. But the most important thing is just having the first draft.
Yeah.
Well, Joy, thank you very much for answering these exclusive questions. You have really helped us into getting insights.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.